Hi, I'm Deborah from Athens. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acra.
I'm Cheryl Kay, host of the Jazz Disturbance on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. The Jazz Disturbance features jazz and other improvised music. Tune in on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 5th Sunday of each month from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 90.7 FM, wavefarm.org/listen, tune in, and on the Wave Farm Radio app on your smartphone. Playlists are posted at facebook.com/CKDisturbance.
These few dollars you lose here today, they're going to buy you stories to tell your children, your great-grandchildren.
We're in the money.
This is Cheryl Kay, host of the Jazz Disturbance and Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. The WGXC 90.7 FM 10 Years of Radio for Open Ears Pledge Drive is scheduled for Sunday, October 17th through Sunday, October 31st. And thanks to good people like yourselves, we're still here. WGXC is ever so close to securing sustained monthly funding. That's $5,000 a month. That'll eliminate pledge drives like these. As much fun as they tend to be. So while you're here, donate. WGXC.org/donate. And remember, there is never a bad time, and it is never too early to support community radio. WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears. WGXC.org/donate.
Survive All, one of the nation's leading manufacturers of fallout shelters, now combines sturdy steel with durable concrete block for
a civil defense approved basement type do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Ensure protection for your family. See a Survive All shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Ken and Eugenie of Catskill, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
This is Tom Roy with the WGXC News Update. While the news of the anniversary of the January 6th attempt to overthrow the United States government may seem far away from the Hudson Valley, there are many ripples here. Mid-Hudson News reported this week that Roberto Minuta, 37-year-old Newburgh Tattoo Parlor shop owner on January 13th, was among over a dozen members of the Oath Keepers, indicted by a federal grand jury on charges of seditious conspiracy in connection with the January 6th riot. Minuta now lists an address of Prosper, Texas as home and is charged with being among a group of Oath Keepers that forced their way into the U.S. Capitol building. The Oath Keepers are a right-wing group that have many members of the military and police in their midst, and the group has ties to the Hudson Valley. This week on WGXC, Columbia County resident Michael Richardson, one of the people behind the Hate Watch report, explained that the Oath Keepers have ties to the Chatham area, the former Greene County Sheriff, and former Representative John Faso from Kinderhook. Here is Richardson tracing some of the history of white power movements locally.
They didn't come from anywhere. They've always been here. They just had different names. Way back when, they were the Klan. Not so long ago, they were the Oath Keepers. Few people know that Columbia County was a focal point for the Oath Keepers all the way up until 2009. It started in 2009. From 2009 all the way up until 2017, yep. Columbia County was the headquarters for Oath Keepers New York State.
Yeah, didn't our former congressperson speak at the Oath Keepers around?
Yes. There is a hate watch report that featured a YouTube video where Faso is speaking. He's the lead speaker. He introduces the Constitutional Sheriff Award. And, of course, the MC of this is the former John Wallace, the former chair of the Chatham Republicans, and he had the statewide office out of his home here in Chatham, New York. So a few people recognize that just as late as 2017, when John Wallace died, that the headquarters of Oath Keepers New York was here. The Oath Keepers started in 2009 at the same time that Rhodes started up the Oath Keepers nationwide. And Rhodes spoke at all three of the award dinners, the second award dinner being that one that Faso spoke at. And that also gets on to another hate watch report that we had last year on the Constitutional Sheriff Movement. We often get these questions about, well, have the far right penetrated into police departments and what type of vetting is going on? And we wanted to point out, well, what good is vetting if the person doing the vetting is an Oath Keeper? And that was the case right in Greene County and still to the case up in Lewis County and a few other places in New York State, where they are strong, strong members of the constitutional movement. And if you take an opinion for mine to be of any value, I'm more worried about the Constitutional Sheriff Movement than I am the Oath Keepers. When it comes to the Oath Keepers, I think most people took down their banner and crawled back into their hole. But they reemerged in a different manifestation.
The so-called One America News Network is one of the outlets groups such as the Oath Keepers use to spread propaganda. The One America Network got really bad news nationally this week and good news locally. On January 14th, reports emerged that DirecTV, one of the largest U.S. pay TV providers, will drop the One America News Network. That is very bad news for the network known for spreading misinformation and having a loyal fan in former President Donald Trump. DirecTV is its largest distributor, and losing its distribution means far fewer people will see their propaganda. The channel is still carried on Verizon Fios, but has never been carried by Comcast Corporation, Charter Communications Incorporated, or Dish Network Corporation. But OAN could announce new distribution this week, as Mid-Hudson Cable, based in Catskill, added the network and another from owner Herring Networks Incorporated, a lifestyle channel AWE that stands for A Wealth of Entertainment. Mid-Hudson Cable already carries Newsmax, another propaganda network masquerading as a news channel, and Fox News, where a judge ruled recently that Tucker Carlson's show could not be considered news. U.S. District Judge Mary Kay Viscoso's 2020 opinion said in part that, quote, the general tenor of the show should then inform a viewer that Carlson is not, quote, stating actual facts, unquote, about the topics he discusses and is instead engaging in, quote, exaggeration, unquote, and, quote, non-literal commentary, unquote.
And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, mostly sunny with a temperature high near 12 degrees and wind chill values as low as minus 17. Saturday night, mostly clear with a temperature low of around zero and wind chill values as low as minus 8 degrees. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 23 degrees, a heat wave. And Sunday night, snow mainly after 1 a.m. with a temperature low of around 17. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia Counties.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Wendy Schmaltz of Claverick, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio and I heard this thing.
90.7 FM, listener aided and abetted radio.
Number 10.
That was the song Mountain Water from 2022 from DuBocage and Lee Scratch Perry on the radio at WGXC.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine.
Nine. Nine. Here's 2022 new music from Kate LeBon. The song is called Remembering Me.
Take off my last minute cancellation at the Last Supper. Oh, you prepared us such an exquisite feast, he said. Now, what do you call it when every part of the bird is used? I pulled up stakes, I went out west, out past the insane desert, out past the useless farm and the parking lot, where the palm trees stoop to kiss the bishop's ring, with the alley cat singing and the hidden buzzer that says ocean instead of the sound of your phone ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing. Tintoretto, it's for you. Is for you. The ceiling's on fire, and the contract is binding your little one sick at the sight. Insert three syllables here at night. They drop you from a great height into a war that you were born to lose. The sound of it singing, ring the steel bell. I don't feel well, I confess I don't feel much like singing. This tune's got three words, ding ding ding. Now repeat after me.
From 2022, that was Destroyer with Tintoretto, It's For You.
Number
7.
On the Weeknd's 2022 album Dawn FM, he works with experimental artist 10 Tricks Point Never. It's kind of like Michael Jackson collaborating with Merzbow. On the album Dawn FM, 10 Tricks Point Never seems to contribute continuing skits based on radio broadcasts, which you can hear on these two tracks, the title track Dawn FM and the pop tune Out of Time with The Weeknd and 10 Tricks Point Never.
For way too long. It's time to walk into the light and accept your fate with open arms. Scared? Don't worry. We'll be there to hold your hand and guide you through this painless transition. But what's the rush? Just relax and enjoy another hour of commercial-free music on 103.5 Dawn FM. Stay tuned.
working on me, baby. There's so much trauma in my life. I've been so cold to the ones who love me, baby. I look back now and I realize.
Touch that dial, because like the song says, you are out of time. You're almost there, but don't panic. There's still more music to come before you're completely engulfed in the blissful embrace of that little light you see in the distance. Soon you'll be healed, forgiven, and refreshed, free from all trauma, pain, guilt, and shame. You may even forget your own name. But before you dwell in that house forever, here's 30 minutes of easy listening to some slow tracks on 103.5 Dawn FM.
Number
6.
Here is 2022 new music from David Byrne of Talking Heads and the band Yola Tengo. This is Who Has Seen the Wind.
Who has seen my-
number
five,
five, five, five, five,
five,
five.
Thank you.
That was Animal Collective from their 2022 album Time Skiffs. That's the song Prester John on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4.
Next up, we have brand new music from
2022 from Hudson-based band Buchan Gase and the So Percussion troupe that is largely based on the Bard College campus. This song is called Hold It In from Buchan Gase and So Percussion.
You're in. Take your own.
Here is Hudson's Buchan Gase, performing with So Percussion, that works out of Bard College sometimes, often. This release came out this year. It's called A Record Of from 2021, and this is the full version of Diazepam from Buchan Gase and So Percussion on the radio at WGXC. Thank you.
2021 music from Buick and Gace from Hudson, there with the song Diazepam on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
one.
Here is new music released in 2022 from the Anti-Dawn EP. This is Burial, and the track is called Strange Neighborhood.
Came around my way, yeah.